Fred Film Radio, Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Fred Film Radio, my name is Arman. I'm here at Talent Sarajevo as part of a press. And with me today is Diana Paruju, producer that was on this year's Back and Pitch project. Hello, Diana.
Hello.
So, Diana, how was it yesterday? Can you tell me something about the project you were pitching?
Yeah, so yesterday I was pitching as part of the Pack and Pitch Talent Sarajevo, the project that I'm producing, which is called I Hate Berlin.
Oh, do you?
We don't hate Berlin, no. The producers are not hating Berlin, director is not, nor the co-writer.
So what the movie should be about?
So the movie is not about hating Berlin. The movie, the film is about this Romanian middle-aged film director, Duku, who is caught in between two countries, Romania and Germany, and two women. He finds out that his wife wants to divorce him, and he goes to Berlin to write his script, but also in an attempt to rebuild his life. And from all of these attempts at rebuilding his life, there comes humor. He gets himself into many troubles, and he's confusing the two women in his life, his wife, who wants the divorce, and the new girlfriend.
So it's kind of a romantic comedy?
We call it a bittersweet dark comedy. It has a lot of irony and very human characters.
And you said that you have really big plans with music. I'm really interested in hearing more about that.
So what we'll do, and we're really excited about, is we'll have songs, famous songs such as Angie or Stairway to Heaven, but they will be played in a funny, melodramatic way, just like you see them played by ambulant musicians in the streets of Berlin. And each song will sort of be talking about a woman in Duku, the main character's life, and so seemingly talking about his feelings.
Okay, so I heard yesterday that you work at a zoo, like you you call your production a zoo. So High Films production has won what was it?
It's been winning. We're known for winning a lot of awards, and yes, we've been to the major festivals with all our productions. It's art house films that we're producing, short films, documentaries, and features, and they all have a strong festival circuit. All our films have strong social subjects, but they're also they also have an entertaining way. So when I say we work at the zoo, yeah, it's true. We have a lot of leopards, lions, and bears in the office. We've been traveling with our films in more than 40 territories, and that's with festivals, but not only. We have cinema distribution worldwide. Our latest film was success was Aferim, which won the Silver Bear in Berlin for best directing.
Great. So can you tell us something more about yourself? So this is your first time here in Sarajevo. Do you like the talent Sarajevo? Do you go to projects like this all the time? Or
I love Sarajevo. It's my first time, and I find it that it's a really super friendly festival, like everyone was telling me it would be. I really enjoyed the talents. I think the project manager Nick and his coordinator Dina and all the coordinators looked after us a lot, and they've developed this very strong program whereby we go to classes, and we also have specialized stations, they call it, such as Peck and Pitch, where we got training for pitching and for writing. I really like it. It wasn't my first time in a festival, but I'm only now beginning to travel with the projects. I'm now in charge of three feature films. One of them is I Hate Berlin, and there are two more co-productions, with one with Taiwan and another one with Sweden. So, we'll be going to other festivals as well for co-production markets and stuff like that.
So the last question, can you just give us the highlights, like something that you really, really enjoyed during the festival or something that was really inspiring for you?
What I really enjoyed was... I can say the masterclass with Joshua Oppenheimer. I had seen both the films that were screened here, and it was just amazing to hear him talk about it and about the social context and the repercussions of his actions, which are all positive. So I think, yeah, at Talents at Sarajevo, they're very good on content and really bringing in the bright people, the ones that have strong subjects that we can all learn from.
So that's it. Thank you for your time, Diana.
Thank you as well, Arman.
And this was Arman for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.